That strike brought people, very timid people. Gardeners are pretty laid-back people and a little bit different. Anyway, some of the people that we had on the picket line, I'll never forget this one guy. He was 90% calm all the time. Never got upset at anything. Somebody tried to pit across the picket line with their car, and he laid on their hood. And it was like, what are you doing? Yeah, it's like, oh, God, you know, what's going on? What's he doing? You know, and you've seen a lot of people who were, they were so, not so much so into the strike, but they were so into saying, hey, this is a real issue here, and we're not just going to walk away. And they took a stand, whereas before that, they would just turn and walk away. And they just got so into it and realized their rights were being breached and everything like that. So.
How long did the strike last?
10 days.
Oh, so it's not very long.
Not very long. It was a very short strike.
And
short
and
sweet.
What you wanted?
Yep. Got the no change to the benefits. We got the increase we wanted. We didn't get any language changes, so everything. So we came out of it pretty good. It was funny too, because after we had signed the deal, and of course the employer prints a contract, right? There was a clause in the city agreement because they had just finished negotiations before our strike. Anyway, I forget what the clause was, but we didn't want, like, we did not have it as a proposal, nor did the employer. Somehow, our employer got a copy of that. And they put it in the agreement. So when we're proofreading the agreement, right, we're going, hey, wait a minute. This was because Peter and I sat on the city negotiating committee as well, right? And we said, no, this is from the city. This is getting that. So we had to, we almost went back out on strike just to get that out, because they said, oh, no, we didn't go. It's like, well, where's your notes that said it was on the table? Anyway, so that was fun, too. But they finally said, oh, yeah, you're right.